Bow your heads with me. We're going to pray for him, and I'm sure God's going to give us something good from his table today. Father, we lift up our brother Brian, and we thank you, Lord, for his heart. We thank you, Lord, that you moved upon him and that you've given him something to share. I thank you for how you use him outside of the walls of this body. And, Lord, that his courage, that his good nature, his humor, Lord, that it opens so many doors. And I pray you continue to open doors for him, continue just to bless him, everything that he sets his hand to. Now, Father, bless this word that he brings forth this morning. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Well, amen, Pastor Don, and thank you for all the accolades. Greatly appreciated. A few months back, probably about 6 months ago, Pastor John approached me and he says, I want you to get something ready because you're going to be preaching. I was like, all right, Lord, you know, I'm going to get something ready. So God put something on my heart, and so I was getting my notes ready, this and that. Well, then all of a sudden, you know, the COVID-13 took place. No, not the COVID-19, the COVID-13, the weight I put on during this whole pandemic. Amen? Oh, I'm telling you, I sure missed the gym. Amen? But, you know, the subject, like I said, has been on my heart a long time, and today I'm going to talk about God's grace and mercy, God's wonderful gifts to us. And, you know, like I said, God put on my heart 6 months ago, and I said, well, Lord, that was 6 months ago. You know, you want to change, you want to do something else, you know, this or that. And God kept speaking to me, Joe. No, grace and mercy, grace and mercy. You know, I would turn on the radio. There'd be a sermon about grace and mercy. Or there'd be a bumper sticker on the car in front of me. You know, this last song, we talked about God's mercy. You know the old song, sign, sign, everywhere a sign. I won't sing it. Well, maybe. Sign, sign, everywhere a sign. But if you're old enough, you'll remember that song. You know, I thank God we can sing in church in Michigan. I don't know if you heard, but California governor, yeah. You know, you can protest in California, you can riot, you can do whatever you want, but God forbid if you sing in church because you might spread the coronavirus. Amen. You don't believe me? Look it up. I can't make this stuff up. Amen? But, you know, I wouldn't be standing here today if it wasn't for God's grace and mercy being upon my life. Amen, Alex. Thank you. And not just my life, everyone's life. You know, I started off in poverty, growing up in the projects, had some health issues throughout my life, went through a divorce, had a son that was raised 600 miles away from me. He's here today, by the way. He lives 3 minutes down the road. Amen. You know, because God is good. God's grace is enough for us. Amen? So, you know, what is grace? Well, I did what everybody else does. I look it up in the dictionary. I don't want to get this wrong. I'm going to screw this up. So grace is defined as this: the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the giving of blessings. Well, I see that word free. I like that. I love free. You know, just anybody knows me, free meal, this is all good. You know, free and unmerited favor of God. We can't earn it. It's just a gift, like at Christmas. Somebody brings you a present, you didn't earn it. They just want to bless you. You accept that gift. Mercy. What's mercy? I looked that up. It's compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it's within one's power to punish or harm. Like I said, God has given me tons of grace, tons of mercy throughout my life, where maybe I should have ended up in jail, I should have ended up out on the streets, but no, God's grace and mercy was there. You know, grace and mercy and grace, they go hand in hand. You know, like salt and pepper, ketchup and mustard, Donnie and Marie. Millennials are like, wait, what, who? Okay, Drake and Josh, SpongeBob and Patrick. Does that feel better, millennials? But they do differ, however, even though they're synonymous. It says mercy is not getting what you deserve. Grace, however, is getting something you don't deserve. I got a couple examples here. My wonderful father-in-law, he had a nice F-150, brand new. It was his lease. He's getting ready to turn it in. You know, this thing is loaded. It was turbocharged, you know. So during a pandemic, he says, well, I got to turn my lease and I'm going to take it for one last joyride. He's giving me that look right now. So he gets on 94 freeway. He says, there's nobody around. So what does he do? He just guns it. He says, he looks down. You know, the car drives so nice. He's doing 100 miles an hour. I think he thought he was 16 again, Pastor Don, really. So as he's doing 100 miles an hour with a smile ear to ear, all of a sudden the state police pull up right next to him. He said the cop looked over, shook his head like, uh-uh, you know. And, oh, I love that. So the cop didn't give him a ticket. You know, he could have lost his license, could have got a ticket. But God, thank God that this cop had mercy on him, because he knows he deserved, at the very least, a ticket. Amen? So an example of grace is my. I shared this a few weeks ago with the church, and if you didn't hear it online, oh, hello online. Hi, Mom. Always wanted to say that. how do I look? You said I had a face made for radio, right? Okay. So my daughter and son-in-law, they had just bought a house a few months back. You know, they had a car that they actually still owed money on, and the car died. It's like, oh, Dad, what are we going to do? So, of course, they borrowed ours for like a month. I didn't think we were getting it back. Did you, Christy? I said, this is what you need to do, Joe and Alex. I said, you guys need to pray. I said, you need to seek God. And what does God do? Lo and behold, he gives them the car of their dreams, the car they've been looking through for to a T, even the color that they wanted. The only difference is this car was 10 years newer than the car they were looking at. So that's our God, amen? Grace, unmerited favor. You know, they didn't deserve it. They didn't deserve that gift. There's nothing special that they did. But guess what? God wanted to bless them. You know, so they accepted it with a smile. Okay, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. It says this, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no man can boast. It's a free gift. You can't earn it. There's nothing you can do to receive that salvation. You know, many of you may know that famous passage of Scripture, and I know Pastor Don's got it memorized. You know, but are you aware of the passages of Scripture just before those? Well, let's take a look. Let's scroll up a little bit to Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 5. It says this, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. All of us. We were all in that mire, stuck in that pit. You know, most of us didn't come to Christ because we had such a wonderful life. Amen? But we were all among them. But like the rest, the Bible says we were deserving of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy. I like that. He's rich in mercy. He's loaded with mercy. Made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you've been saved. There's that scripture again. You know what those scriptures spoke to me when I was putting this sermon together? You're worth it. You're worth it. No matter what you've been through, no matter your past, you know, like Joe said earlier, you know, we're looking forward. We're not looking back. You know, yesterday is in the past. Today's a new day. You know, forgive, forget, move on, because God forgives you. Amen? Oh, thanks for the clap. Romans 5:8 says this, but God demonstrates His love for us in this, while we were still in our sins, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, He didn't die for us because we were just so wonderful. Oh, this is so great. No. You know, we needed a Savior. You need a Savior at home. One of the most powerful things that Jesus ever uttered in His entire ministry was when the soldiers nailed Him to the cross and He's up there and He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What kind of grace and mercy, what kind of love is that? He's saying, forgive them. That's love. Amen? Well, like I said, first and foremost, you can't earn God's grace. It's a free gift, free to all those who believe as Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. You know, I was running to people at the gym, at work, or whatnot, and I asked them, I says, well how do you expect to get to heaven? Well, you know, I'm a good person. I walk the old lady across the street. I never said a cuss word, you know, this or that. I says, well, you know, those are all good things. I said, but let me ask you a question. I says, if we were good enough to get to heaven on our own merits, on our own accord, why did Jesus have to die for us? And they just kind of like, you know, kind of look baffled. A lot of them claim to be Christians, too. You know, we do good works because we love God. You know, we're not trying to earn His love. Guess what? He already loves you, you know, unconditionally. Like my kids, you know, Evan and Alex, and Danielle and Joe now, you know, they can't earn my love. You know, but if they want to do some chores around the house, and Evan come and cut the grass once in a while, I wouldn't be opposed. I would receive that, Joe. What about mercy? Can we extend mercy to others? You know, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:7, said this, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Right? You reap what you sow. You know, you want love, give love. You want mercy, give mercy. Kenny O'Rourke, years ago at home group, he drilled this in our heads. I'm like, all right, Kenny, enough. But he would always say that he gives his kids grace and mercy, because he wanted God to give him the grace and mercy. That stuck, Kenny. Thank you. But not only should we extend mercy to others as God has extended to us, but did you know that God wants us to love mercy? Micah chapter 6, verse 8 says this, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you?" That's a good question. "To act justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly with your God." Yeah, do the right thing. Be merciful. Be humble. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Right, Tony? You know, back in the Old Testament, I love the story about Jonah. And we're gonna turn to Jonah chapter 4. I'll set the stage here. If you don't know the story, God had told Jonah, "I want you to go to this great city of Nineveh and preach against it." Jonah got all excited and ran to Nineveh. No, he didn't. Jonah went the opposite way. You know, because he knew Jonah was a prophet. And Jonah knew, if I preach to these people, oh, I can't stand, maybe they'll repent. And God, you know, will have mercy on them. So what did Jonah do? He ran. Amen? Well, after an encounter with God, he had a change of heart. And we're going to turn to Jonah chapter 4, verse 1. This is after God showed mercy to Nineveh. He didn't destroy it. He's giving them another chance. They repented. You know, God's merciful. It says, "But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord. Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That's why I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you were a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger, abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it's better for me to die than live." Really, Jonah? Talk about a drama queen. You know, I mean, just, you know, if you know the story, he was in the belly of a big fish or a whale, whatever, and he's pleading for God, "Oh, Lord, you're great, you're awesome." You know, 3 days and nights in the belly of a whale, begging and pleading with God. God spits him out. Then God uses him. These people repent. And he's like, "Well, I'm better off dead." Are you kidding me? But here's the Lord's reply. "Is it right for you to be angry?" You know, God said, "I'll have mercy upon who I'm going to have mercy on." Amen? Throughout the New Testament, Jesus himself talks about mercy. Matthew 23:23, I'm going to use the New Living Translation for me here. It says, what sorrow awaits you, teachers of the religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites, for you're careful to tithe even the tiniest income from your herb gardens, but you ignore the more important aspects of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. You should tithe, yes, but do not neglect the more important things. I got a short video I want to show. It's just 2 minutes long. Because, you know, Jesus, he didn't just talk the talk. He walked the walk. I'm going to show the scene here where the woman caught in the act of adultery and the religious leaders tell Jesus, well, what are we going to do? And I like seeing it on the screen here because it kind of puts us in the moment. Couldn't hear the audio. I apologize for that. Basically, Jesus had compassion and mercy because the law said to stone her under the law, and he came to her, and he told her to, you know, I forgive you, but go and sin no more. Go and leave your life of sin. Amen. You know, besides extending grace and mercy to others, we need to extend it to ourselves at times. You know, we could be our own worst enemy. We don't need the devil to keep coming at us. He just throws one little dart and we run with it. You know, yeah, you're right, I'm terrible. Yeah, I did this. Yeah, I did that. You know? Got a phone call a couple weeks ago from a relative. And it's the phone call you don't want to get because it's always trouble, it's always this. And so you look at the phone and I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to answer this call. So I did what any, you know, reasonable person would do. I kicked her to voicemail. And I said, all right, God was convicted. You need to call her back. So I called her back thinking she's going to want money for her habit, a ride here, this, that, whatever. Well, it wasn't that at all. She just said, Brian, I just need somebody to talk to, and would you please pray with me? Okay, I can do that, you know. And, she was talking about how, you know, she felt bad for the things she's done to the family because she's wreaked havoc and our family does some terrible things. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. I says, have you asked God to forgive you? She's been going to church. And she says, yes, I have. And I said, well, good. I says, now you need to forgive yourself. Amen. And I shared with her the story of the Apostle Paul, who was Saul. I said, you heard Apostle Paul? She goes, yeah. I go, well, did you know he used to hunt down Christians, put them in jail, and have them put to death? She goes, well, no. I go, yeah. And God forgave him. If God can forgive him, he called himself the chief of sinners. He can forgive you. So she received that. She felt great afterwards. And, you know, I praise God. You know, the Bible says his mercies are new every morning. You know, God gives us grace when we need it most. You know, a few weeks ago, my daughter and Alex and I were attending Candace Ismail, a girl from here that sings, if you don't know her, wonderful lady. Her big sister passed away at the age of 29, and it was tragic, you know. So Alex and I were going to go to the memorial service 2 weeks ago. So that morning, I'm deciding, I'm like, okay, getting ready, dressing up. I was like, oh, which car am I going to take? So I took my wife's car. She wasn't home. And turned on the radio. So I don't want to listen to radio. What CD does she got in here? So I just put it on play. It was already on track 9. And there was a song called Never Let Go. Jeremy Camp singing it. I says, all right. So my daughter Alex was about 5 minutes away. I'm driving. I'm worshiping God, listening to this song, Never Let Go. So I pick up my daughter, Alex. We're driving into the church, and we both start praying for Candace and her family, and, you know, it's a memorial service for your sister. It just, you know, she needed God's grace to get through this, her and her family. I walk through those doors, and I'm talking to Candace's dad, Big Mike. And that's all of a sudden that song, same song I heard on my wife's CD player, popped on, Never Let Go. So, well, what a coincidence this is, you know? And so we ran into Amy, Candace's cousin. I told her, I says, isn't this crazy? I heard the song on the way here. I was worshiping to it. Now I heard it in here. She goes, well, did you know that Candace is singing that song today? I go, what? So my daughter goes, you got to tell her. Tell Candace, Dad, you got to tell her. I said, all right. So I wanted Candace to know. So she runs over to her mom, and her mom's like, wow, you know, God's here with us. You know, this, they needed that sign like I was talking about. So we get through the memorial service, and at the very end, now all through the service there was pictures of Candace and her sister and her other sisters up there. There was never any video. There was one video at the end. It was Candace and her big sister Katie singing a song. And guess what the song was? Never Let Go. That's just like, wow. You know? And then Candace got up there and sang it live, Never Let Go. And I don't think there was a dry eye in the house, Pastor Don, was there? It was beautiful. But, you know, I thank God, you know, he gave me that little something to share with her. And God does that for each and every one of us. Joe, you had a word of encouragement this morning. I thank you for that, brother. If God has something for you, don't hold it in. Somebody needs that. God uses people to speak to people. Amen? Okay, I got one last story. I like this one. This happened last year, May, in Jacksonville, Florida. Here's the story. Two 17-year-old high school seniors, Tyler Smith and Heather Brown, were enjoying a beach day for Senior Skip Day. Wait, let's stop right there. You know if you're skipping school, something's going to go wrong. So they were enjoying a beach day for Senior Skip Day when things took a scary turn. I told you. But the teens decided to go for a swim, and they got caught in a rip current, which dragged them more than a mile offshore. The two fought the current for nearly 2 hours, became exhausted, and started to pray. I cried out, if you really do have a plan for us, like, come on, just bring something, Tyler said. And that sounds like a teenager. Come on, God. You know. Nearly 2 miles out, over all the wind, see the wind? Did you see it just blow my paper? All the wind, waves, and engines, we thought we heard a desperate scream, boat captain Eric Wagner told the teen school, Christ Church Academy. 200 yards behind us, we saw an arm flail over the swells. I started swimming towards it. I was like, I'm going to get to this boat. Just stay here, Tyler. We're going to live, Heather said. Their prayers were answered. So praise God, you know, for grace and mercy. We tossed them the life jackets and then a line and pulled them back to the swim deck, the captain said. They were too weak to climb the swim deck ladder, so we pulled them aboard. Exhausted and near the end, the boy told me that he had called out, cried out for God's help. Then we showed up, the captain said. I told them the name of the vessel. That's when they started to cry. The name of the captain's boat was called the Amen. The first words that came out of my mouth were, God is real, Heather recalled. There's no other reason, no other explanation in the world other than God, Tyler said. Amen? Amen. You know, it's a great, love that story. I got one last scripture, and I'm going to end with a song, but it won't be 10 minutes, Kenny. Don't worry, Shane, if you're watching. Little inside joke there. Hebrews 4:16 says this, let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. You have a need in your life. You know, things are going on. You're going through stuff. You need God's grace and mercy. Ask for it. You know, it says, come to his throne of grace. Approach it. Hey, Lord, I need some grace here. I need some mercy. You know, Lord, I need your help. You know, like these teens on the boat. All right, I'm going to close with the song, Gloria. It's only 3 minutes, so not 10. Hope you enjoy it. I'm Can I have the prayer team come forward? We're going to close here. You know, maybe you're sitting at home, maybe you're in here, you never experienced God's grace and mercy in your life. You know, like I said earlier, salvation is a free gift. You can't earn it. There's nothing you can do. No good works are going to get you into heaven. It's only by the grace of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You know, you might be sitting in this church 20 years. I remember one time, Pastor Don, there was a guy that came up, he did an altar call, and he'd been in the church 10 years. I said, I thought this guy was saved. He looked like it. He acted like it. But only God knew the heart. You know, maybe you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, like I had to at one time in my life. Amen. So we're going to close in prayer, and if you got any requests or you just want to give your life to the Lord, rededicate, come see these fine people, and we're just going to pray. So, dear Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. Thank you for every person here, even at home watching, Lord God. We pray your blessing upon them. I pray, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to us in a deeper way, Lord God. Lord, we ain't even scratched the surface of how much you love us and how much we know you, Lord. And we just want to go deeper. We pray for that grace. We accept your grace. We accept your mercy. We accept your love. And Lord, we praise you and thank you. Give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.